To Africa Midday, 32 minutes after 12 o'clock. My name is Zikona Miso. The mining sector has been one of the main drivers of the South African economy for over a century. Now, rising cost, political interference and waning investor confidence has put this sector under immense pressure. According to Alan Reid, head of the mining and minerals sector at Cliffdekker Hofmeyr, the sector must look for prospects for cooperation and partnerships between government, labor associations and the communities in which they operate in order to generate growth. Reid joins us now on the line to unpack this. Alan, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to Africa Midday.
Thank you, Zakona, and welcome to your visitors too.
Great to have you here. Alan, is the industry, is this a calm before the storm, or is it an operational impact of COVID-19 that we're looking at here?
Zikona, I think it's a case of a collective industry probably holding its breath. I don't think it's a calm before the storm.
Mm-hmm.
The impact of COVID has certainly been felt by the mining industry as in most other industries. If one has a look at the monthly mining production index, you know, you see when the lockdown, the hard lockdown first took place on the 27th of March, we go to full production to virtually zero, which is quite concerning given the fact that, as you mentioned in your intro, the mining industry is a very important one for South Africa.
In
the last year, that contributed about 8.3% to GDP. Now, the drop in production and the quiet we're currently experiencing is purely reflective of what has been happening over the past number of years. Production has declined progressively over the last couple of years, and it's just been accelerated by the COVID epidemic.
Let's talk a bit, Alan, about the impact on employment in the modernization process, especially looking at a post-COVID-19 era.
Yes, I think what we've, you must understand that the mining industry is undergoing a process of automation, of digitalization, but this has certainly been accelerated by the COVID pandemic. You know, one thinks of mining, one thinks generally of the people at the coalface, as it were, but there's a huge organization behind every mining operation. There's admin people, there's HR, there's legal, payroll, finance, and all of those types of people as well. And what we've seen now is they've all those office-type workers have been able to work remotely and have been able to work remotely. And that's led to various efficiencies that were perhaps not there before, and certainly cost-cutting insofar as office accommodation and that sort of thing is concerned. So from that point of view, I don't think we're going to see too many jobs lost. However, in the actual automation and digitalization of mining itself, I think one must appreciate that this is a fairly slow process. It may have been accelerated by the COVID pandemic, but it's not something that we can introduce quickly. So what we need to be acutely aware of is the fact that we are creating better paying jobs, more skilled jobs, but at the same time we are perhaps losing a number of other jobs, which having lost almost 2.2 million jobs already in over this pandemic, South Africa just cannot afford.
Sure. Now, I mean, let's look ahead. How can the sector, Alan, go about looking for partnerships to help it flourish, lack of a better term, and where to from here?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think the viability of the mining industry is really a factor of the revenue it generates from the sale of its product versus its input costs. So the one sort of benefit, as I mentioned earlier, is the fact that we're probably looking at a reduction in, if we can call them, headquarter costs, head office costs, which is highly highly advantageous to the mining industry, because you're reducing local input costs. However, mining companies have no control over international commodity prices. They have no control over the rand-dollar exchange rate, for example. So what they're going to have to do is to focus intensely on those aspects of which they do have control. The other aspect that has been highlighted perhaps by the COVID epidemic or pandemic is the fact that many companies have relied extensively on multinational suppliers of equipment, goods, etc., which is very good, because they are working on a scale which enables volumes to drive down unit costs. However, when you close down borders and you can no longer have access to the machinery that you need or the equipment that you need, the spares, it creates a very different dynamic. Suddenly, you're at the mercy of local suppliers who don't necessarily have that stock available. So I think one of the new partnerships which is going to develop is going to be a bigger investment in local and particularly local community suppliers, an empowerment of particularly communities to enter into the mining supply market. And I think mm-hmm. the other new partnership which is going to have even greater relevance is probably the partnership between mines and contract miners. Contract mining has various advantages to miners. It gives them flexibility of labor force. It generally has a lower per employee cost to the mine. And the production rates demonstrated by contract miners is generally higher than that of self-operating mines. Mm-hmm. So I think that's another mm-hmm. important partnership. That's open above the usual partnerships between labor, organized labor, the regulator, the mining companies, etc.
Well, Alan, it certainly does sound like a lot still needs to be done to get to a point where we can see the sector fully flourishing. But thank you so much for making the time to speak to us today. I've certainly learned a thing or two. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
No, thank you very much. Here's the corner.
That was Alan Reed. He's the head of the mining and mineral sector at law firm in South Africa, Clifdeck Hofmeyr. He's joining us, bringing the time now to 20 minutes before 1 o'clock. Stay with us.